It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Well, it's a second cup with Aaron and Brenda today.
That's right.
David is, hopefully he is joining the last little bits of his vacation. He'll be returning on Monday. But Aaron, we're grateful you've been filling in all week long.
It's been
long.
Fun. Thanks for having me.
It's been a lot of fun to have you in. It's always a good time. And it's good that you come in and run the board for me because I get a nice little break. So I
can just
look out the window and talk. It's my favorite
thing. You're almost on vacation this week. That's right.
It's my favorite thing to do is to look out the window and talk. But we have been spending some time, really for a lot of the month, because it is the month that we Catholics, we dedicate to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We've had Father Chris Alar on today. He gave that beautiful reflection on the name of
that
the queenship.
Awesome. Yeah.
On the Queenship of Mary, it was really wonderful. So it's just always a good reminder that in our time of prayers, as he said it, to Jesus through Mary.
That's right.
So important to always remember that it doesn't end with her. Mary is constantly pointing us, pleading with us to her son on our behalf. So it would make sense then that if you are running into, you know, some troubles, some life issues, whatever it is, there's a devotion to Mary.
Always run to Mama. That's right.
Yep, she is going to help you out. So on today's Second Cup, Aaron, I'm going to go through a couple of those titles of Mary that you can turn to that have a special devotion.
Great.
So, of course, this one would make sense. Mm-hmm. If you are having difficulty making a decision, who would you turn to?
Our Lady of Perpetual Help.
Could be. Or Good Counsel.
Oh, right. Of course, that's even more obvious.
Considering Mary had to make so many important decisions throughout her life, she can truly lend wise counsel. So follow past popes and saints who were also devoted to Our Lady of Good Counsel to seek her wisdom when you need to make decisions, no matter their importance.
Oh, wow. Great.
So big and small, Our Lady of Good Counsel. Now, this one I should definitely pray a lot to because I find joy. I just have a hard time finding it in stillness. The Good Deacon would be a good example of this. And you can pray to Our Lady of Silence.
I have not heard that one.
Right?
Interesting. Okay.
Well, sometimes with all the noise of daily life, we don't find sufficient time to reflect and pray in silence. So praying to Our Lady of Silence can help you find a stillness to listen to God. Have that quiet heart of mind. You can also reach out to Our Lady of Silence to ask for the grace of silence in time, and it's wise to say nothing at all. You want to pray for silence, and then you want to talk through all that time that you want to pray. Silence is difficult, and you know, we just
especially these days.
We talked yesterday about how we can't be still.
Right.
We got to pick up our phone. Remember the Beatitudes of the cell phone.
Right.
And just standing in line, I want to grab that phone and scroll, even though I'm not speaking. Scrolling through, you know, internet, you know, Facebook, TikTok.
It's just a distraction. I mean, it is the antithesis of silence. You know what I mean?
It really
At
is.
At least for your brain, you know, because you're not focused on one thing. You know, absolutely. Put the phone away and you know.
It's a lot of noise.
Put all the noise aside.
Well, many moms know that in those 9 months as they wait with a baby growing inside them, it is a great opportunity to talk with Our Lady of Expectation.
Oh, great.
Isn't that a beautiful title?
Yeah.
So this devotion to Mary is perfect for any pregnant parents and those wanting to start or enlarge their families. We know a few of those Catholic families, too. The portraits of the Virgin Mary with baby Jesus in her womb reminds us of the time Mary spent awaiting with anticipation and excitement about the birth of the Son of God. Lean on her to help you through your pregnancy, but also to grow closer to her son, Jesus.
I'd not heard of Our Lady of Expectation, but I had heard of devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe because she is in the famous image with child.
Yes, she is.
But I had not heard of expectation. That's cool.
Yeah, they presume that with Our Lady of Guadalupe because the way that her belt is tied, it's high up on her waist and then that rounding.
In that culture, it signified someone who was with child.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, there is that special time that women share with their children while they are growing inside them. I always kind of look at that time of pregnancy as my ability to join with God in creation.
Yeah.
It's a really beautiful time. It's special. So Our Lady of Expectation can walk with you there. How about if you need some hope in the world, mm-hmm. boy, don't we need hope in the world right now? Yeah. Mother of Hope is a beautiful devotion. Throughout the pandemic, many people have been left feeling stressed and concerned about the future. But if you pray to Mary, Mother of Hope, you'll see that there's always hope in the world. Mm-hmm. Mary encourages us to keep praying and that God will hear his children. The most important message from Our Lady of Hope is to never give up.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. You know, when we were talking just after the Olympics of different people who were running and prayed, there was a wonderful women's marathon runner under the radar, not ever expected to not even reach the podium.
Right.
She, I believe, took a bronze medal for the United States. She was praying to St. Jude.
How about
to help her get through the end.
Wow.
So really great devotions. Yeah. The Olympians have great stories about their devotions. Mm-hmm. If you're battling illness, and we know so many people these days are, not just with COVID, but cancers and hypertension and mental illness, it's very, very difficult time right now.
Yeah.
This title, Our Lady of Good Health, was given to Mary after she is said to have appeared separately to two young boys in India who were both carrying buttermilk. The story goes that she asked for some to feed her child. In both cases, the boys were miraculously rewarded. The first had his milk replenished, and the other stood up and was no longer lame in one of his legs. Local Indians then built a chapel in her honor. So if you're praying for good health, turn to Our Lady of Good Health.
I like that one. There's I've got a bit of a devotion to St. Thérèse of Lisieux, and she was famously healed by a statue that's called Our Lady of the Smile. So one other one to Google up there is Our Lady of the Smile.
I'm going to look that image up.
And devotion. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Good. And then lastly, before we go today, when you need to surrender, and sometimes you try as best as you can, and all you need to do is just put your hands up and say, all right, help me, Lord, and help me, Our Lady of Divine Providence.
Yeah.
Well, this Marian devotion stems from Christ's first miracle at the wedding in Cana, where Mary preempted a potential embarrassment. You can pray to Our Lady of Divine Providence and ask her to help you surrender to God's providential will in all things. And of course, we had that beautiful surrender novena that Monsignor O'Connor offered for us as we were praying for our priests as they were leading up to priest days. So always, always find a way to pray to Our Lady.
Yes.
Remember to do that. Because again, as Father Alar said, to Christ through Mary.
Amen.
And we hope you enjoyed today's second cup.